From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message entitled Life's Most Important Decision, part of this series of studies in the Book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Complete Deliverance. The text is found in Jeremiah chapter 39 and verse 17. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. When the Lord's faithful ones are suffering for him, they shall have sweet messages of love from himself, and sometimes they shall have glad tidings for those who sympathize with them and help them. Ebed-Melech was only a despised Ethiopian, but he was kind to Jeremiah, and so the Lord sent him this special promise by the mouth of his prophet. Let us be ever mindful of God's persecuted servants, and he will reward us. Ebed-Melech was to be delivered from the men whose vengeance he feared. He was a humble black man, but Jehovah would take care of him. Thousands were slain by the Chaldeans, but this lowly Negro could not be hurt. We too may be fearful of some great ones who are bitter against us, but if we have been faithful to the Lord's cause in the hour of persecution, he will be faithful to us. After all, what can a man do without the Lord's permission? He puts a bit into the mouth of rage, and a bridle upon the head of power. Let us fear the Lord, and we shall have no one else to fear. No cup of cold water given to a despised prophet of God shall be without its reward. And if we stand up for Jesus, Jesus will stand up for us.
Extolling, bending wings.
One of the most precious gifts God has given to mankind is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures. For those in the English-speaking world, the ability to own a copy of God's Word is taken for granted. Indeed, many of us possess multiple copies of the Bible. Yet, this was not always the case. There was a time when attempts to translate the Bible into the language of the common people were met with persecution and even death. Men like John Wycliffe and William Tyndale were hunted like outlaws simply because they labored to give God's Word to people in the language they could understand. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to make available a booklet that briefly traces the history of those efforts, entitled How We Got Our English Bible. This short publication tells the story of the development of the authorized version of the Scriptures as we know it, including the enormous impact of the invention of printing upon the spreading of God's Word. Published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, this booklet is free to all who request it. Simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of How We Got Our English Bible, and we'll be happy to provide it. Joshua chapter 24, Joshua stands before the children of Israel one last time, having led them in the conquest of the land. Fully aware of their tendency to forget God, he exhorts them in some of the most famous words in Scripture. Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Dr. Cairns is applying these immortal words to the need for sinners to turn to Christ for salvation and to serve Him. The text contains a call for decision for the Lord. If any man would be saved, he must come to Christ for salvation. To refuse the call of the gospel is to be condemned to a life of sin, of misery, ending in the torments of hell. Now to continue this message, life's most important decision, here is Dr. Cairns.
Your response to the gospel of Jesus Christ is the single most important thing you will ever decide in your life. I'll go further. It is the single most important decision your mind, your soul will ever register for all eternity. Serious, because heaven and hell forever are the consequences. And thus the Lord calls for an open, honest, immediate avowal of your faith in Jesus Christ. What is faith? Let me give you the old definition that I have quoted so many times. I've taken this from one of Scotland's oldest and least read, least known theologians, Thomas Halliburton. And he said, faith is simply a hearty acceptance of God's way of saving sinners. I have read many definitions of faith. I have read many expositions of faith. But when it all boils down to it, I marvel at the simplicity and I rejoice in the purity of that straightforward definition. Faith is the hearty reception of God's way of saving sinners. And God is calling you for an open, honest, immediate avowal of your faith in Jesus Christ. Away with the idols, away with the self-righteousness, away with the waiting, away with the confusion, coming now to Jesus, openly and honestly, in the light of all that you've ever learned from Scripture as to who He is and what He's done. Right now, God says, choose Him. May God register today that honest confession, that decisive statement of the heart, and that intention by grace to follow after Christ. So the first thing the text draws is to issue to us a call for decision for the Lord. But I must point out that it also sets before us a challenge to all who refuse to follow Christ. You see, this text actually, and this I realize was a rhetorical device on the part of Joshua, but nonetheless, this text was actually and literally addressed to people who think it evil to follow the Lord. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose you this day whom you will serve. Sadly, there are such people to whom it is an evil thing to follow the Lord. They imagine that it costs too much to be a Christian. There are some in this very meeting who are just like this. You are not on the broad road to hell because you don't know the gospel. For you do know the gospel. You know enough gospel not only to save your own soul, but to save the whole world. It is not ignorance that keeps you in your sin. It is not ignorance that keeps you on the broad road to destruction. No, it is an arrogant refusal to have Christ. As you have heard the gospel and the claims of Christ, you have imagined to yourself at times that this costs too much to follow Jesus. When He says, take up your cross, you say, I'm not willing for the cross. When He says, forsake all and follow me, you say, I am not willing to forsake the world and its pleasures and its people and all the things that the world offers in the filth of its pursuits. You persuaded yourself that to be a Christian would be a dull and pleasureless thing. You have painted the world, or allowed Satan to paint the world, in the colors of attractiveness. So, imagining all these arrant stupidities, you refuse to have Christ. Even when God has stirred your conscience, and there have been times when God has stirred your conscience, there have been times when the holy law of God has borne down with its awful testimony upon your conscience, and you have felt yourself a lawbreaker and a sinner within a heartbeat of hell. God has stirred your conscience, and yet you have still rejected Christ. God has tenderly painted to you, for you, the picture of the cross. He has delineated for you the mighty purposes of grace. He has spoken to your soul in dulcet tones of invitation. Yet, you refused to follow Christ. To all such people, the words of Joshua come as a mighty challenge. If it is an evil thing to you to serve the Lord, then choose you today whom you will serve. I haven't time to pursue this, but let me tell you, there is more true biblical psychology in that one statement. There is more true understanding of man's constitution than in all the learned books of ungodly minds and all the research of every kind of psychologist that has ever been born into the world. For let me tell you, man must serve someone, and he must serve something. There is no such thing in true terms as an atheist, as one without any God. Every man is born to serve, and serve he will. And what Joshua is saying is, you refuse to have the lordship of Christ. You refuse to bear the yoke of the gracious Master, then you must bear another yoke. You must come under another rod. You must serve another God whom will you serve. And what will that service do for you? It will deprave you even further. It will debase you even more deeply. It will bind you even more strongly. It will curse you even more vehemently. Where will it lead you? Where will it lead you? That service will lead you to the everlasting servitude of hell. So failure to make Christ your portion is dangerous, for the curse is even now suspended above your head, and it is damning, for soon that judgment will fall. Remember those solemn, terrible words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Mark 8 verse 38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this sinful generation, of him also will the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. If I could transpose those, the message of those words into the words of our text, whosoever shall find it an evil thing to serve the Lord, to make Christ their everlasting portion, will hear Christ say, it is an evil thing for me to receive you. Depart. I never knew you. Choose you whom you will serve. Serve you will. A master you must have. There's only one master who will do you good now and do you good eternally, and that is Jesus Christ. That's why the third thing we find in the text is a commitment of personal decision to stand true for Christ no matter what anyone else decides or does. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Anything else would be irrational and unthinkable. Even if we have to stand alone, once the gospel has dawned on our heart, once we have come to see who Jesus is, what our Savior has done, once we have come to understand the consequences of either having or not having Christ, once these things have been borne in upon our heart in the light of Calvary, in the light of eternity, we must say, I will have Christ, though all the world would turn against him. Yet cannot I do that. Though all the world despise him, I must own him. Though every other home in the nation sets up its idols, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Even if we have to stand alone. I almost had a sing that old time hymn, doesn't get sung much nowadays, that has the chorus, dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone. So few people in this day of sheep mentality are willing to stand boldly, forthrightly, even when it appears to be a lonely position for the Lord Jesus Christ. But oh, my friend, I fear that such people have never really caught a sight of the beauties of Christ. Just see him. Can you do anything else but say with Paul, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's what our life is all about.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcma.org. That's www.fpcma.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.